大家好，我叫王玉花，我是2017年从北京大学毕业了，我现在在南非做工作。
25-year-old Vanessa Ricardo is one of the first group of students that were enrolled in the Yanchun Academy of Peking University, one of China's top universities. She was one of the 4 African students that were admitted to the academy in 2015, learning China's language and culture for 2 years. Vanessa admits she knew little about China before she began her studies. She says the opportunity to study at the Yanchun Academy opened her eyes to China.
One of the primary objectives of the program was to build young scholars from around the world who could act as a bridge between where they come from and China. And I think the opportunity has completely allowed me to do that. And then perhaps the strongest lesson was really to realize how important it is to understand and learn and know about China as an African who cares about African development.
In the wake of her 2 years stay in China, Vanessa has become the one to demystify China to her friends and family. And she suggests more and more African people should be following in her footsteps.
China is incredibly exciting. I think that more people need to put themselves out there to try and get a China experience, whether it's learning about the incredible Chinese history, experiencing Chinese food, or Chinese ways of thinking about development as well, which are quite influential, I think, at the moment as African countries try to develop their own ways of industrializing, developing, and moving, you know, into the fourth industrial revolution. And I think that more African people need to make efforts to understand Chinese people either in their countries or in China in order to be able to better engage with them going forward.
Vanessa says she's one of those who have and are benefiting from the increasing people-to-people exchanges between China and Africa. She's calling on more to be done to increase engagement between the two sides.
It's a very important aspect of Africa-China relations for both China and African countries and actors to focus on, because if people don't understand each other, we can't say that we've got all of these wonderful things happening at the state level.
She says one of the ways to increase interpersonal exchanges is to develop more academic links, which she says she believes is becoming a more popular option for African students rather than the UK or the United States.
In my opinion, the US and UK options are comfortable, you know, very similar to the education that you might get here in terms of the Eurocentricness of the approaches. But I think that a China experience is really what will distinguish my generation from the previous generations and, you know, people who are interested in knowing about the world, who go to China and who don't go to China.
Interpersonal exchanges are expected to be one of a leading discussion topic at the forthcoming BRICS Summit here in South Africa this week. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa.